Early voting in Escambia County for the August 26th primary kicked off Saturday morning and runs through next Saturday. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
Nearly 199,000 voters were registered in Escambia when the books closed late last month. That's a 6% rise from the 2012 primary, which included a presidential ballot. But David Stafford, the county supervisor of elections, says the increase does not change his turnout prediction.
The turnout is always based on the number of registered voters. We look back at the last couple of primary elections, and we're tracking right at about 25%.
Voters will help select the Democratic and Republican nominees for governor. But Stafford concedes that the ballots this time around are somewhat sparse when it comes to the nonpartisan races.
For the entire county, there's one nonpartisan contest, and then in school board District 3, as another nonpartisan contest. But again, because we are single-member districts here in Escambia County, only voters in District 3 will be able to vote on that. There's obviously a couple more items on both the Republican and Democratic ballots, but it's a fairly short ballot.
Escambia County's early voting period runs 8 days. Santa Rosa and Okaloosa counties began early voting last Monday for 2 weeks. Stafford points to some newly mandated flexibility in the state election law and their study of the 2010 and 2012 primaries as reasons for the difference.
Two completely different election schedules with virtually the same number of early voters. In 2010, we were open for 2 weeks, and in 2012, we were open for just the 8 days. We looked at it and felt comfortable, as did many of my colleagues across the state, that 8 days for 9 hours a day would be plenty of time in this type of election for people to vote early.
Besides getting ready for early voting, Escambia County's elections office is handling the absentee ballots that have been pouring in for the past few days.
We've sent out over 35,000 absentee ballots and have gotten close to 10,000 back. We've got our new high-speed tabulators, which we've already used in processing absentee ballots. We have the ability to begin 15 days before the election processing absentee ballots, and we've already utilized 2 of those days to do that, and we'll do it again on Tuesday.
Along with the high-speed tabulation machine, Stafford's office will be placing electronic poll books back into service for the primary and the November 4th general election. No longer will voters have to wait in lines based on the alphabetical order of their names.
There will be a couple of check-in stations with an electronic poll book, so it doesn't matter which one you go to, because both or all 3 or all 4, depending on the size of the polling place, will be able to accommodate any voter. From an administrative standpoint, it helps with the post-processing of the election.
The electronic books also will provide information on voters in all of Escambia County's 79 precincts. That, in turn, is expected to curb any voter fraud.
We're real excited about it. We've been spending, months literally training our poll workers on utilizing it, and lots of hands-on training. In addition to our organized training, we have basically a lab here, and we've had a steady stream of poll workers that are coming in just to make sure that they get it right. It's a great advancement. We're fortunate to be able to deploy that in this election.
Election Supervisor David Stafford says more than 200,000 Escambia County residents could be registered to vote in the general election. The deadline to register for that is October 6th. More information on early voting, including the 7 polling locations, can be found at escambiavotes.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.